mediumship, energy work, healing, paranormal investigations, and so much more. Find out more at Transcend with Debbie. Debbie Romero is a globally recognized evidential psychic medium, paranormal investigator, energy worker, and empowerment teacher. Her unique blend of psychic abilities and healing energy has set her apart spiritually, gathering her international acclaim. With a profound connection to the spiritual realm, she has dedicated her life to helping others explore the mysteries of the unseen world. Now, your host of Transcend with Debbie, Debbie Romero.
Hey, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are in the world. It is an honor and a privilege to have my friend, who I like to call Hero, in the house on Transcend with Debbie. What a privilege, Hero. Thank you for being here.
Thank you so much for having me, Debbie. It is truly an honor, and truly missed speaking with you, speaking with your audience. And like I said, it's an honor to be here.
Yeah. You know, one, first and foremost, I adore you. You're just a beautiful human being for spirit and an ambassador for spirit. And as we come together, I just want to have you introduce yourself to the world of everyone here. Let everyone know who you are and what you do for spirit and community.
Of course. So, Yate, Shea, David, Joseph, Aberly, Nishia, Ashiha, Nishna, Dobilagana, Bashishin, Asche, Eda, Shiche, Dobilagana, Deshanale. And I'm going into a little bit different language. Hello, everyone to the world, everyone watching, everyone who will be watching in the future. Hello, my name is David J. Aberly. I'm also widely known as Hero. I am a medicinal person from the Diné tribe, also a representative of the High Council as a guardian. And a little bit more about me. I own my own little production company. We have our own little paranormal investigative team where we go out and help spirits out wherever we can. And also being a medicinal person and a guardian of the High Council, we have old ceremonies that we utilize to help spirits, to help people, and try to carry on those old traditional teachings, those cultural life ways, and do what we can to pass on good knowledge, help people along on their journeys, and just spread love, light, and balance all over the world.
Oh my gosh, and you do it in such a beautiful way. I remember being at a Paracon with you more than one time and how you come together with the ceremony and the presence of spirit of your ancestors. And for those that are part of the community, the energy is just so heartfelt, Hero. And, you know, when you come in with your story and how you were trained since 8 years old, the essence of your bloodline is truly felt. So I say thank you, one, for the work that you do. And for those that are here, welcome to Transcend with Debbie. We see Sarah, Elaine, and Gabby, and Isabel, and Kathy. I could see all of you guys here present. Hey, Kevin, thank you so much for being here from Canada. You know, let Hero have a warm welcome. Let him know where you guys are from. What areas are you coming in from? On those on Instagram, thank you for being here. I could see you on Instagram, Jane, and I could see you, Brune Girl, I hope I'm saying that properly. And Joe White, thank you so much for being here. You know, we just had the eclipse. We had the full moon. So there's been lots of energies. And since you do definitely work with community and ceremonial and your traditions, what work have you been holding space for? Talk to us of what you've been doing.
Oh, boy. We'd be here all night talking about what we've been doing here lately, but just proud to say that we're especially during this time, during this past month, this past kind of season, we've been making sure that all the ceremonies have been taken care of, doing particular offerings, and then myself just being extremely busy. I am a University of Arizona student in the film and television program, so in my junior year we're making a lot of films. We're working with a lot of our peers, a lot of local talent, and just trying to do what we can to tell amazing stories as well as spread a positive message. But dealing with what recently happened with the eclipse, and then tomorrow with the the solstice that's happening, getting things prepared for ceremony, for all that. A very, very intense time. A lot of intense changes has happened. A lot of powerful energies out there. So it's a challenge, to say the least, of how to be able to, like, hey, we got to focus on this. We got to work on this. We got to find our path. And don't think you're out there alone. When you're feeling the stress, if you're feeling kind of pulled a lot of different ways, there's a lot of change happening, and it's going to be okay. You're all going to be okay. Everyone's doing their job to make sure the offerings are made. And I think tonight we're also going to be chatting out about some things that you can possibly do, tap into that energy and help you out with your future as well.
I love that. And I first and foremost, thank you for reassuring everyone that we're well, all is well, all is okay. And with the transitions requires, it's pushing change. It's a constant movement and a flow, right? And so equinox tomorrow, spring, what would you suggest, one, to harness the energies of the new, the rebirth, transformation of goodness? What would you suggest we do here?
So when it comes to the equinox, there's a lot of songs, there's a lot of ceremonies that happen, a lot of teachings involved with the equinox, involved with this time of year. I think the biggest thing that that you can do is acknowledging of the time of year that we're in, acknowledging all the change that is happening, acknowledging the sacred processes that are happening. Historically, you are kind of stepping out of those winter months. You are starting to get prepared for planting. You're starting to get prepared for the warmth to come. The thunder beings start waking everything up. Maybe you have heard the thunder beings out there, depending on where you are in the world. Those thunder beings are waking everything up. And I want to wish blessings and condolences to those who are going through the hard storms right now. Big wind is around, waking everyone up. The storms, the thunder beings are all out there. And that's historically what happens, is those thunder beings come. They wake up all the animals out of their sleep. They bring forth the ceremonies. The ground start to unfreeze. You can start doing earth offerings again. You respect the nature and the world of how it's transitioning around you, and you respect that power that happens as well. So acknowledgement is really something that you yourself can do. You acknowledge the world around you. You acknowledge the sun, the moon, and how they travel across the sky, and how now they share space in the sky, equal amount of time. A very, very sacred time to many different tribes, many different races, creeds, religions, and just walks of life all throughout our world and the worlds that we are parallel with. Acknowledge that, and then they will acknowledge you as well. And then after that, just kind of being able to sit with it. How can you sit with that energy? How can you sit with everything flowing around you and take it in? Don't forget to take that in. Very busy world, a lot of stuff happening. Sometimes you got to be able to calm yourself down, take in those moments, take in the change, take in, reassess, and be able to stand up with fresh breath. You're coming out just like those animals waking up. You're coming out of hibernation, ready to start this year and get yourself going and succeed, thrive, and be the best you that you can be.
I love that. I love, one, acknowledging, being present, being still with the energies of the earth and everything that is around us, and how it's a reminder to pause and to be in that stillness. And when you say that, to reflect on the intention, to really pause with the energies of what your spirit is driving forward into purpose, into truth, into needs or wants, or, you know, it's really a beautiful process. And I love how you just brought us through that journey right now with that, with you, Hero. So thank you. For me, as I sat here before you started, I lit my candle with intent. I offered the tobacco as an offering, and it is within the sage and the medicine of that being lit before we started. That's also what I do. So for one that's stepping in, who has never done an intent for spirit and for self, for the equinox, what would you suggest one do? As would you have something of recommendation for someone who is wanting to take the steps forward in a positive way?
So someone who's never really even kind of intensively kind of done anything, you don't necessarily have to do a ceremony. Every breath that you have, every movement you make, it is a prayer already. Everything that you do is in prayer, is in ceremony. With that, a simple thing that you can do, especially for the equinox, go outside, greet the sun, breathe in that sun, that light, kind of just breathe that in. Thank the sun. Say a small prayer to the sun. And it doesn't have to be a prayer towards anyone of any like religious faith or anything like that. All it has to be is you just talking with the elements around you. Speak to that sun. And be thankful for the blessings that it gives, the energy that allows it to feed the plants, to make things, to keep us warm, to protect us, to give us light, to allow us to see. And then a special prayer. So when the equinox happens, we usually do an early morning prayer when that sun comes up and that dawn starts bringing in the new lights, the new colors, that they start painting the sky, the holy beings, they paint that sky. Mm-hmm. You say that prayer and you do that ceremony. And then also at noon, you do another ceremony. In the evening time, as they start painting the sky again, you do that ceremony to the west. If the sun does its rotation there, you're also going to start noticing later on when the moon starts coming up. Same thing, when that moon comes up, being able to do that offering, that blessing for the moon. Same thing. You breathe in that moonlight. You breathe in the moon's energy. You breathe in the darkness around you. You breathe in aspects of the day, aspects of the night. They are all in duality, all in presence, all in blessing. And that is honestly the simplest thing you can do. Going outside, greeting these elements, greeting these sacred processes, and breathing in those moments and giving thanks with your heart, your mind, and with your spirit.
Oh my God, there's so much love in that energy and that frequency that we are infusing, our energy filled with those essence of those spirits. I say spirits of life, of the moon, of the sun, and the stars, and the cosmic energy. I absolutely love that. We're going to say hi to Henry San Miguel. Mr. Henry, hello, watching from Facebook. And I had the honor to watch you hold space there with Henry, and we did a protection ceremony with grandfather spirit of your ancestors, who you were able to bring forward through trance, and how you're able to bring the messages forward from the elders. And there's so much love and presence of the essence of spirit when you're doing that and you're holding that link for that medicine to step forward. What happens to you, Hero, when you're in that place of oneness with spirit?
When you're in that place and oneness with spirit, you really are you're like a beacon yourself. You are allowing that energy to come in. You are allowing those messages to come to you. And you allow spirit to come speak with you. You feel a tinglingness. You experience senses that are beyond your own. And in those states, you get those messages. You see what's possibly going on. You maybe might investigate, see how you can fix it if something's wrong. You also do see what's right, what's flowing good. How is this water flowing? It is very much like you step into a river, or you step into a stream, and that water is flowing all around you. And you look down at your feet and how your feet feel. And the bottom of that river bend, all the rocks that flow, all the twigs, all the animal life that's flowing around, the movement of the energy literally just flowing around you. So when you're in that state, that holy state of spirit, when you're in that holy state of doing protection ceremonies, of being that beacon and that banner, you are that rock in the river that's going to be taking it all in. And then from there, how you move while you're in that river, while you're in that ocean, while you're in this current, that's going to determine the stuff that you build, the stuff that you're protecting, the stuff that's behind you, in front of you, and all around you.
I love that. It all comes back to, I love how you keep bringing forward the energies of what's being brought forward, and then an acknowledgement of what's in front of you. And in the twigs, there's a message in the twigs. There's a message in the water and how it flows and how it's moving. And if you can look at the water with reflection and pause of how, what is being reflected back to oneself as the water, is it moving gentle or is it moving soft or is it a strong current? Where are your emotions and what it feels like? So I definitely love how you are reminding us that everything is speaking of life, reminding us of how we also can infuse and embody that energy. Mm-hmm. You know, you work with heavier energies when you're doing paranormal, and you clearly you have your ceremonial protection and your connection and for the way it works for you. And I know equinox is a time of balance and harmony. It's a rebalancing the dark and the light coming together. Mm-hmm. And it's also the rebirth. How do you find yourself stepping back into the light after coming out of the denser energies after an investigation?
Ito hotsilti in iti a cheho maanzo tene ite hanati. When a warrior goes to battle, when someone goes and interacts with the spirit realm and deals with things that are sometimes darker, sometimes heavier, sometimes really, really powerful, you have to have breath. You have to have your breath. And your breath, your air, your oxygen, your connection is what connects you to the world and grounds you to that world. When you go through these things, sometimes you might get numb. Sometimes you might lose feelings or lose certain senses. Your ear, your hearing might go. Your sight might go. Make that conscious effort to breathe. Focus on expanding and filling your lungs. Closing and squeezing those lungs when you're breathing out, exhaling. It reminds you that you're here. It reminds you that you're present. It reminds you that the world around you is there. It allows your blood to flow, which brings back your senses. It brings back your feeling. It brings back your hearing. It brings back your sight. All that connects back to the breath. Yes. It's also with that breath. When we leave these paranormal investigations or we leave these ceremonies that are sometimes extremely heavy, we give tobacco offering. We give blessings with that. And some oftentimes we will smoke that tobacco. Very, very important herb to us indigenous people. Very important medicine to us indigenous people. One of the chief medicines, in fact. And also very, very important to the holy people and the spirits that are around. One of the most powerful medicines you can give when you're interacting with these spirits. We partake of that tobacco and we smoke that tobacco. You breathe it in, you breathe it out. When you breathe it in, that tobacco goes into your lungs and that air goes into all your bloodstream, goes to all parts of your body. It hears, it recognizes, it sees what's going on with you, your thoughts, your emotions, the feelings, what you went through. It connects to all of that. And when you breathe out, it takes all of that as a prayer. Things that you cannot put into words, things that you cannot quite contemplate with your own mind, that tobacco will understand that. And when that breath comes out, that is a prayer and that is a connection in and of itself. Mm-hmm. That is more powerful than what you can say with words. You say that, you give that offering when you're done, you take your breath, and then from there, you take the process of regaining yourself, drinking some water. Salt is always extremely important to regain back your energy, getting those electrolytes coming back. And then rest, going and getting some sleep, going and laying down your head in a safe space. And then after that, then you can go ahead and assess really what's going on with your with what you interacted with, and then continue on your path in that way.
I love that. And that is one of the biggest things that spirit uses, our breath. The breath and the water are two important components that we use when we're connecting and channeling with the energies of spirit and self. And so going into the energies and then coming out, I love how you talked about the salt. And I know my friend Erica is in here watching and she knows very well about the salt. So I'll always hold on to that as a golden nugget for myself. And what a beautiful way you just took us through the steps of what you went through and how you're holding space for the spirits and for the story, and then you're bringing the energies back to present. And so it's a reminder that you are in this timeline, you're here in this line, this earth of this realm that we are walking in. And so when the senses are awakened to the moment of the now, the beauty of that as it unfolds is a reminder that you are alive. It's you are alive and you're able to do and continue. So for you, when you're after doing your filming or you're doing your investigations, what do you do to stay grounded?
There are some times, I'm going to let you know, there are some fun times when you get yourself going in these investigations, it's very easy to really take off with it. It's very easy to be swept by the energy. It's very easy to, when you're in that stream, that river, if it gets flowing really hard, to just jump from the bottom and let that river take you. When I do it, sometimes I let it go. Sometimes I'm like, let's see where this is going. Let's see how far we can go. These spirits, these energies want to take me somewhere. Where do they want to take me? Let's go somewhere for a little bit here with control. You look ahead, you look behind you, you look all around you. Make sure you're in a safe situation. Don't be doing this if you know that you're not sure and you can't get yourself out of a situation. And when there's a time that, okay, whoa, I can't go that far. I'm not allowed to go that far. Or I see that myself, my skill level, or certain aspects that come up, you cannot go that far.
Yeah.
And there, boom, you have to ground yourself. Put your feet back on that ground in that river. You need to be that rock again. How to do that is really a control of yourself, a control of inside you. There is a spark, there is a light, and there is a fire. That fire is what is burning, that fire, that energy is what is burning, and is also your tether, your tie, the thing that connects you to this life, your heartbeat, your stomach, your mind, your spirit, to be your feather in the back of your head there, Afghan, where your hair swirls, you have a feather that comes out of there, they say. You breathe, you get a bearing of your surroundings, you let that fire you grow with inside you. You get that heat to come through. You let that energy spark inside your hands, the tips of your ears, at the bottom of your tips of your toes, off the all throughout your hair, your whole aspect. You get that heat going again. And that also too reminds you you are alive, reminds you you are present, reminds you you are there. A lot of those ghosts or those beings from the past or those beings that are around, sometimes they like to make you feel cold, just like cold spots. So they're taking energy. Sometimes they're trying to take that heat from you. They're trying to take that heat from the air around. That heat is energy. Friction is energy. You make that fire go inside you. Produce your own heat. Make your own kind of like internal heater going. Mm-hmm. You are creating energy. You are creating sparks. You are, your cells all the way down to the molecular level are causing friction and expelling energy, expelling heat. That fire expels energy, which in turn protects you and takes care of you in those moments and provides a type of shield that allows you to get grounded and push that negative stuff out so you can take care of business and do what you need.
And I love that you say that because it's like really building the light from your soul, the fire of your belly. It just expands and expands. I can literally just see the fire grow with that. I love that. What I'm going to open it up for any questions. If anyone has questions for Hero and what he does for Spirit, whether it's the equinox, hey, Raven, Raven's like, yes, yes. And, you know, everything you're doing, Hero, is you're totally speaking my language. You know, I eat all this stuff. I adore this work. And, you know, with my students, we just did the meditation with the sun and with the moon and bringing the energies of the cosmic energies towards our energy field. And to feel that, there's so much bliss. Like you said, let's see where Spirit's going to take us. And then like, wait a minute, bring it back, y'all. So it's like a lot of us spiritual beings are like, no, wait a minute. I like it here. What are you trying to do, bro? Right? Yeah. So I absolutely love that. Tanya says, yes. Oh, no question. We're just asking any specific questions, no readings at this moment. The questions right now are specifically for Hero and what he does for Spirit, whether it's with paranormal and his field of line of work that he offers for Spirit. So we're here. And I don't know, Hero, let's see. Anything specific you want to tell the community while we're waiting for a question here?
Oh, just eat the honey. Ah, the nasty each a shell was bats and say an elki. We are all going to be okay. You are all going to be okay. Achans eating the honey at each issue. Teachings are coming about. Warriors are learning the songs, the ceremonies again. After the elki, people are standing up. We're being able to do those offerings again. No matter what comes forward in your life, no matter how hard things get, breathe. Remember, the smallest being will still have that connection, will still have that strength. When you can see yourself as small as the smallest being, as small like down to the ants, all the way up to the highest being, having that connection, having that strength within yourself. Make sure you yourself know that you're going to be okay. Things are going to be okay. Know that within yourself. Make sure yourself is strong. Before you go out there helping anyone else or anything else, make sure yourself is strong. You are confident. You are strong. You are powerful. You're going to continue. Everything's going to be good. From make that fire burn inside you. And then from there, spread that love, spread that healing, spread that connection, and remind everyone else too, they're going to be okay. Sometimes people just need to hear that.
What a beautiful message. It's so true. I think with the more one goes through in life and the more trials and lessons and experiences, sometimes that confidence or sometimes that doubt or that unknown can creep in. So a reminder, what a beautiful collective reminder that all is well and all is okay. I absolutely love that you are continuously imprinting this with us today because it's filling us up with reassurance. So what a beautiful message you are bringing forward collectively, Hero. Thank you. Yes. There is, the language is beautiful. Someone wants to know your language of what you're speaking in your language here for those that are listening.
Of course. Most of the language that you've heard tonight has been in it's an old, old language. And in English, we're kind of dubbing it kind of like, they call it spiritual language. It has different names from across different nations. It's the language that we speak when we do ceremony, interacting with spirits, interacting with old beings, interacting even with modern beings. There are songs for all the elements that are around you. They say, this language and how it's spoken and how it's constructed and how you utilize it is based off of intent and based off of what are you speaking to? What part of this element are you speaking to? When you're talking of fire, all the different parts of the fire have a different name. All the different aspects and teachings of the fire have a different name. And based on a ceremony or based on what you're wanting to speak about, you will call upon those different elements. You need to speak to the healing factor of fire. There you have a different name. You're speaking to the heat, different name. You're speaking to the white light, the orange light, the yellow light, the blue, the green lights. They all have their own specific name within its own element. You're wanting to speak to Atiaha, you're wanting to speak to the spiritual aspect and what it represents. Or you want to speak back to the old way of how the fire was used back in the first, second, third, even the fourth worlds. How are you wanting to speak to that fire? It has different names. And those aspects will answer to those particular names. And that goes across all the different elements, all the different that are around. It's a very old language, and it's an old language that is taught to the guardians of the High Council. And a long time ago, it wasn't just sign language that the tribes utilized to speak. The kind of high guardians, the ones who would be representatives from all these different tribes, they would be kind of partake in the guardianship program and taught this old language to be able to interact with different tribes, to have aspects of diplomacy, to be able to do ceremonies together and do very important things all across Turtle Island. And so that's the origin of that old language beyond Zipongi. But then there's also aspects of my language where I come from home, the Nepiza. You saw me introduce heard me introduce myself in my traditional language of the Nepiza. And so that also is a very powerful and very sacred language. A lot of language moving around, especially us speaking in English right now. So going around, but it's all with the healing factor and aspects of the tongue, something and the ability to speak, something that we all have as human beings, something is special to us. Very few, there's only just a handful of animals that can speak, but they cannot articulate the same way that we can. We have been given that blessing from the creator. It's something that we actively utilize now.
Yeah. As Kevin says, the vibration of the language creates a feeling of understanding. Mm-hmm. So true. And the intent is so important when you're using the tongue, and how you just took us to the layers of the different fires and the vibrations of how it shifts. It's definitely a beautiful feeling to fill into. And the rays that you speak of, the vibration that comes with the rays, is really the essence of it is just beautiful. So when you're feeling one color of the fire, you just took us through a journey of multiple reasons why there's fire, not just one. I love that. Yeah, I love that.
It's an amazing journey of understanding spirit, going through spirit. I'm blessed to have been taught a lot of these teachings, and I'm continuously learning each and every day. Still very young, and I still have a lot of time to learn, and even beyond my physical realm here, I'm going to continuously be learning. And so I myself soak it all in, and I've got a point now where it's good to share some of the knowledge and just know that we're all continuously learning.
Yeah, me too. I'm sitting here learning. I'm in awe. There's a beautiful question. There's a question here that maybe we can help this beautiful soul. I am Lulu. She says, Lulu, I have been through a lot of loss to the point where I think I fear attracting to anyone new. Can you help me release this or advise how to open up the heart again? And I know you work very close with the work, because everything you do is from the heart. When someone is healing from the heart, Hero, what suggestion or recommendation would you have someone hold space for them or help them?
It is a little difficult, because whenever I were to work with someone who is having difficulty with the heart, difficulty with connection, difficulty with energies around them, every person's situation is extremely unique and extremely different. There is a fine tool to surgically fix the heart. Cardiothoracic surgeons have a really difficult job, right? Alongside with neurosurgeons. It's a very complex, not only organ, but emotion. A very complex aspect of the spirit. You not having been able to connect to other people, not being able to experience that level of intimacy and connection that you're hoping to have. It's a combination of not just the heart, but your energy flows, your mind. Something maybe dealt with trauma. Something maybe is just not clicking, like a magnetic force. You can't have those same polarities coming together. It's nearly impossible. Just like two rocks you can't comb together. Maybe you have to flip the rock. And so there's a little bit more nuance to that right there. But what I'm trying to say is when it comes to attraction, when it comes to being able to even accept new people coming in and trust, even new people just coming into your space. Start off small.
Yes.
Start off accepting, hey, maybe I want to go eat something new. Maybe I want to try a different water. Maybe I'm going to try a new flavor of my favorite tea or something. Something small, something that you can control, something that you are able to kind of manipulate in your own little space here. Maybe change the temperature in your thermostat. Maybe put on a different pair of clothes. Start off extremely small like that. Eventually start growing a little bit and accepting little different aspects of change, little different aspects of something new coming into your world. And take time with that. Don't have to think that you have to force it or rush it. This is your life and your journey. Make small changes. Bring forth a couple, maybe different new stones. And start building yourself up again. Building yourself up from the bottom. Once you start feeling comfortable with those little small changes that are in your little world, then you're going to start feeling accustomed to adaptation again, accustomed to fluidity, accustomed to new energies coming around you. Start off with friends, make sure you're in safe environments, and then slowly graduate from there, maybe going out to public, going out to meet and greet events, all the way out to that point to where you're starting to go get a little bit more trustworthy. But know that that's kind of towards the end goal. Don't worry about that right now. Focus on those little things right now, kind of changing yourself up a little bit, little introductions, little changes of energy, little changes of routine, and eventually it'll grow from there.
I love that. This baby steps, as Raven says, beautiful. Small steps add up. And it's so true. I think when we're going into, it's like testing the waters. One little toe in, is it cold? Is it hot? And then you're all in. So girl, baby steps. I love that. So much love to you. If we can just send Lulu some hearts in the comments to give her some upliftment, if we can just give her some a little bit of love here. Hey guys, don't forget to smash that button. Thank you, Navamo. Thank you, girl. And she says, thank you for the baby steps. I think that's there's so much expectation in this what we do and recovery and just living. We have this expectation. If we can lead, for me, I've dropped the expectation, and it's not an easy thing because we want to hit that goal. It's like we're programmed to hit that win or that golden ribbon. And so it's like to be in those moments of baby steps, to take that little drive or to take that little opportunity to try something. It's like spirit showed me, I'm a big baby hero. So it's like the weather, you know this about Debbie. Because, heroes out in the desert. And I'm like, okay, I don't know if I can go to the desert. It's really hot. So I've been doing like the yoga, hot yoga, or the cold plunge, baby steps to get the body. It's like, look at it as a baby, right? You're a baby and you're trying new foods. It's like, okay, baby foods, one step first. Does she like this? I don't know if she likes this. And then there's the skin. It's your shield. It's like, okay, the wind is going to hit it. Is it going to be okay? So treat yourself like the baby, right? And try it. I had to do that all over again. You know, it's like how to get the body to be accustomed to the wind and to the heat, because I was indoors so much managing my mom's care. So now stepping back into the world, everything is so much louder or so different. And, you know, the body, the nervous system, to step out of the nervous system and of not out of it, but to step into the new, right? New energies. Caring for the babies comes in hot for me today. Nourishing. Yes, Aiden. Absolutely love that. And Raven says, ha ha. So Lulu, you got a lot of white hearts coming your way. Beautiful. And does anyone else have any questions for Hero? You have him here. Hero is an amazing soul who's been doing this work again since he's been 8 years old. What did that feel like for you, Hiro, to go through the different ceremonies and traditions at such a young age?
I mean, for me, it wasn't too drastically different from what I was already accustomed to. We were always raised with ceremony. There's always that respect for spirit, that respect for the world around us. And I was raised with that. So it wasn't too completely off-putting or fish out of water of experience, kind of going through, learning the different ceremonies, eventually going forward and leaving home, going to new areas. Talk about being scared of change, being scared of adjusting to all that. And it really was jumping into the deep end at mm-hmm. that point. But leading up to that, it was literally just something that I've always kind of been doing, maybe just adding a little bit more here and there. And then there was a point where you have to take that jump and that plunge, jumping into there, interacting with spirit, having your gift really kind of shine out, come out, and you hold in. My particular story is my gift has kind of always been there. And a lot of times, young children, young people, they have that connection innately. Babies, children, and that connection to spirit, that connection to the world around is very sensitive and very open. And as you grow, sometimes you lose that connection. Sometimes you start getting told, or you start thinking like logic is everything, and you start shutting off those connections. You start separating yourself from that. Those moments when most people would start kind of losing that connection, mine never stopped, and it continued. And so as I got older, going from 8 years old all the way up to the point of 13 years old, and I really dived heavy into it. But that time leading up to it, I would question, like, why am I seeing things? Why am I feeling things? Why? A lot of questions. And it got to a point between the 8 and 13-year-old age range that a lot of people couldn't answer those questions. And my parents didn't know. My grandparents didn't know. And they even got close to that time where some of the elders and the medicine people didn't know how to answer those questions. It's in the eventually going into learning and going through and becoming that guardianship, going into that guardianship program and learning how to be a guardian. Opened up a lot of doors, opened up a lot of knowledge and how to interact and feel with my gift. And how to interact with the spirit world. If a human couldn't tell me, sometimes I would go ask. Maybe the holy people might know. Maybe these certain spirits might know. The whole process of preparing yourself to go ask these questions. It's a very sacred process. So to a point now where most of my questions that I would have, I have to prepare myself to go out to these sacred sites, to these certain areas, and ask the spirits questions or be open to receiving knowledge, receiving vibrations, receiving energies, receiving songs, receiving ceremonies. You get to a point as a medicine person, as a warrior, when you go out to the spirit world, you give that offering, and in return, you're given knowledge, you're given sometimes messages to give to the people. And says Gansi, that's how it's always been long, long time ago. And now it continues to this day.
Yes, Hiro. And you know, when you were taking me through the steps and all of us through the steps, you were going through your rite of passage of awakening of self for your own divine connection to the intelligence of the wisdom and the medicine coming to you now for you and source and spirit of how it works for you. And so many of us do that, and you it's just natural. It's what you were raised in, it's what's around you. And so the beauty of that is we get to witness you hold space now with all those energies around you from birth, because your mother or your father and your grandmother and grandfather, all of those energies of who you are today, you're able to do the songs, the music, the tradition. And I think that, I'm not gonna say I think, what I like to say for those who do not know, when there is a song sang or a story shared from the elders, there is the wisdom that's being infused with us with memory of answers and in love and history that's being put and brought forward and printed to us. And you do that. If you, for those that don't follow Hero, not only does he do paranormal, not only does he do ceremonies, but he also brings forward the wisdom and the essence of spirit. And when you're doing that and you're doing the ceremonies and you're bringing forward the ancestors, I've had the beauty to watch you share the song and share the ceremonies. And when we are given that, it's sacred. There's sacred medicine in that. Mm-hmm. And so singing to your children or humming to oneself, there's medicine in that. It's soothing the spirit. And so I wanted people to see that part of you also, because I've had the beauty to witness and experience the healing energies that also are infused with you. Mm-hmm. You know?
Yes. And I think when we get close to time here pretty soon,
yes,
we'll go ahead and do a prayer for everyone, yes, as well as a protection song to allow everyone to feel protected in these times and to be able to walk forward knowing that you're going to eat the hotzeifki, you're going to go forward in goodness, you're going to go forward with strength, and you're going to be able to take care of yourself in that way.
Yes. Now, Hero, you are on Instagram. Let's answer one question and we'll close it up with the prayer. Is that okay? So we have one question here. I feel many people go through this. And it looks like, why does some energy scare me? Is it on the energy that I'm not used to feeling, always get scared? How can I change that and stay and welcome to the energies? I think a lot of us go through that.
It is
that teaching is you're always going to be around energy, and your gut, your feather aspects of you, instinct, is going to tell you when something's off. Yes. You have your ancestral heritage, your ancestral lineage, all these generations that have come to this point in time to make you. And all those generations have developed instinctual warning signs. Hey, maybe I should stay away from this tall ledge. Maybe I should not touch that fire. Maybe I should just kind of, you know, things that kind of cause hesitation, things that cause unease, things that kind of like your gut feeling saying something's not right. Sometimes it's your spirit telling you there's some sort of energy that's not quite there. Even being fearful of it. It is extremely important that you know it is healthy to have fear for energy. It is healthy to have respect for these particular energies that go across all over throughout the world. Mm-hmm. It's okay to feel that. I still get fearful. I still have that healthy level of respect for a lot of these energies that are out there. I get nervous a lot too. So it's never going to go away. You're always going to feel these things. But how you react to it has to be from within you. Don't push yourself beyond where your capabilities. But also, like how we were mentioning earlier, small changes. Being able to accept those adaptations. We are extremely adaptable people. We are an extremely adaptable being. We can adapt to different environments, adapt to different situations. We can survive in a lot of harsh environments as well. Get yourself accustomed to it. Just like a fighter pilot gets used to those G-forces when they go on their machines. They train for that. They get their bodies ready for those harsh environments. You yourself slowly get yourself used to these harsh environments, these harsh energies, if you think they are beneficial to you. If they are not beneficial to you, there's a reason why there's a red flag. There's a reason why you're feeling like, hey, we shouldn't be around this. Maybe listen to that.
There's a message in everything.
Whoa, I'm not going to go pet the bear. I'm not going to go pet the lion if he looks hungry right now.
Do not be the animals. Oh my gosh, great, beautiful job in holding space for Transcend with Debbie's community and those that are across the pond. Thank you for being here. Raven says exactly, great questions you guys came in with. Hero, would you please close us with a little prayer of protection and love?
I hope.
Bakdoni on annil lahonsesiatsum. Bekteni ni ant edosen zehti. Eshech ochahasha. Akanete an of the ee ant edos is afti hononse nahit. Akteni an of shohonsil dahanis. Ee di on the has. Eshohonke in ee dense nilke. Ant edge shosho. Nick edintianahe. Eats is an tohonsos. Beshage and ye eatil tohonsach in nishansa. Ahead in a tohliatiency. Bek edohon. O nash chains and zethoniki. Ahead in nashahunta. Akoni e eates a say, zeds and zonsi. Bechtine dan tohonsi. Eke a onsi inke. Ahead is shahunsa hakeki. Meet edin nienzi. Nsets on seke. Ink edel tohonsa. Ah, age is a hoki, beginning to hunt, at ages in eighty. An age, Hansi, Bahote Naha, Anat Ed and Chehansi, a Hanek Old and Chehansi, beginning to Hana, Anahate Anaho, Yash Ed Anna Ek when you have. Honna conne say, honey, tete, ambest in the stack, ho, 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 hey, anne canne ho, ka, ho, ho, hey, hey, anne say, anne te, hey, anne te, hey, on the sound, ho, ho, no, ne, anne say, shake, anne ta, hey, anne se, se, anne.
Thank you, Hero. It's an honor and a privilege to have you here today as a guest on Transcend with Debbie. I know you have another event you must go to, so we say thank you, Hero. And thank you, everyone who tuned in and who go back to the replay button. May you have been infused with the love of spirit and the protection and the blessing of prayer and song from Hero today. Incredible. Great job. Everyone's saying thank you. Thank you. Beautiful and just bringing the love. You guys, stay tuned. Please don't forget to follow Hero. He's on Instagram. He is tagged on all social media platforms. You don't want to miss his future adventures because he is currently also doing production. YouTube channel is on point. His name is going on the banner there. Hero, please let people know where they can find you.
Oh, yes. You can find me on Instagram. You can find me on Facebook. You can also find us on YouTube. So on the social media, Instagram and Facebook, you can find me as David Hero Averly. On YouTube, you can find our paranormal stuff on Unearthing the Supernatural. You can also find any more of our stuff, our indigenous stories, our indigenous short films and stuff like that on Silver Eagle Productions. All of that is also on Instagram, Facebook. I'm looking forward to seeing you all there. And looking forward to this equinox. You all take care. Thank you so much for holding this space.
Yes.
We love everyone. Love all of you. Many blessings for your future.
Many blessings. Happy equinox, everybody. Much love. Thank you, Hero. God bless.